You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Well, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. I am Minister Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God. And the scripture reading this morning is coming from Matthew 5, 3 to 12, known as the Beatitudes. And it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." But you know what it says? It says, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." I thank the Lord for the reading of his word. And may everyone be blessed with the message that is coming forth in Jesus' name. Now here is Pastor Ross.
Well, there we thank the Lord once again. You know, there's so many things that we need to thank the Lord for, but we don't. But I want to tell you today that God is good, and his love and mercy endures forever. What we need to do is to give him thanks and praise him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's for everybody. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that's a very powerful thing. Have everlasting life. That means eternity. Being with him throughout the ages of eternity. God sent not his son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. How many out there today that wants to be saved?
Amen.
If you believe God, trust in him, he will receive you. His arms are open to all those that love him, trust in him, and want to receive him. That's what the word of God says. Praise God, praise God. If thou shalt confess, I tell you, we got to confess this thing. We just can't talk it and don't believe it. We have to thank the Lord for everything that he's doing for us, because he is a good God. If thou shalt confess, because the word right there is right there where you are. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and thy heart, the word of God, which we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, glory to God, and confess with our heart and our lungs and everything that we have, praise God, and give him all the praise. This is not a game. This is something that's very, very serious. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise God. Because with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It's a wonderful thing when he has given us a way out where we able to just thank him and praise him for everything. You know, it's so easy to just get saved.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go through all these things where I clean myself up before
I get saved. Come as you are. He says, come as you are, just repent of your sins and receive him as Lord.
Yeah, well, he said, come as you are, but don't say as you are.
No, exactly.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing. You come dirty,
mm-hmm.
you come filthy,
mm-hmm.
you come any kind of way, but don't say that way.
Don't say that way.
When you receive him, mm-hmm. he'll clean you up.
That's right.
Don't you try to do it.
That's right.
Praise God.
It's not going to work when you try to do it. Let him do it. Mm-hmm.
Why what?
You don't try and do it yourself.
No, you
him
can't. You can't do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He will clean you. He sent his son to do the work. And let the son do the work. Let him clean you up.
Amen.
Because he is the one that's able to do it.
Right.
He is the one that stands at the door and knocks. And if you open up that door and receive him into your heart, he'll clean you up.
Amen.
He'll clean that old filthy heart and give you a new heart. Praise God. He will do that. That's why we must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ at all times. Let him clean us. Let him give us, take out that old stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. Many people today don't realize they have heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They have heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
Take out that old stony heart and you give us a heart of flesh, tender heart, where we're able to receive the heart that he wants us to receive. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, we do.
What a mighty God we serve.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be fussing and grappling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have the love of God in our hearts. For God gives us that's the kind of heart that he will give us.
Amen.
Praise God. We won't be fighting and bickering amongst each other mm-hmm. and one trying to dominate the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that our hearts will be tender.
Yes.
We really will be tender.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Word of God says.
Amen.
That's what the Word says.
Mm-hmm.
And wives will submit themselves unto their husbands
mm-hmm.
as unto the Lord. And that way the Lord will bless them. But when you get a woman that's trying to dominate her husband and not love her husband as Christ loves the church, then you have all kind of problems. And Satan will come in and cause all kinds of problems. And you have that today. You have that where the woman is trying to control the man. Well, Ephesians 5 tells us that you're not supposed to live that way. And they're not living that way. They're not living that way. They're trying to control the husband at all and everything. If the husband asks for something, wives are supposed to submit themselves unto their husband as Christ, as Abraham. That's a simple thing. Wives, submit to your husband, your own husband, as unto the Lord. But they're not doing it. They want to boss him. They want to take authority over them. And that's not what the Word of God says. And husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
That's
and gave himself for it.
Yeah.
But what happened is that the enemy get in the middle of it
mm-hmm.
because the husband don't want the wife to rule him. That's what's going on. And then all this stuff get into a mixture. And before you know anything, you have a problem. I mean a serious problem. Because the devil is a liar, and he comes in here, and he creates all kind of havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you don't know what's going on. You got something to say about that?
No, and vice versa. The
everything is that. What?
And vice versa. The husband's not supposed to control the wife either.
Well, there's no control. Because when Jesus on one side, the husband on the other side, and and we love one another, then you don't have no problem. Because Christ is in the midst of everything that we're doing.
Amen.
But when you get the devil in the middle of there, in the details, then what happens is that he causes a problem. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be that way.
Devil is
alive. It's 50-50. Mm-hmm. It's 50-50. And we ought to be equally understood that I love you, you love me. Praise God. But when you try to boss people, the scripture doesn't tell you that. Doesn't tell you that at all. When you put on Christ, when you're baptized into Christ, you're put on Christ. You're not put on the things of the world. You're not put on anything that's going to cause you problems. What it is that you love the Lord Jesus Christ. You love him. You've been baptized in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the word of God says.
Right.
You love the Lord Jesus Christ. And all these problems surface in your life is not because of God. It's because of the devil that's trying to hoodwink, bamboozle, cause all kind of problems. But I want to tell you, if you've been baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ, put on Christ, you will live the way that Christ wants you to live. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be acting stupid and doing all kind of crazy stuff and trying to control somebody. You let them do exactly what the Word of God says. And I tell you, praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
If you feel with the Spirit of the living God, but I tell you, a lot of folks just, they just say, well, I have the Spirit. You don't, you may have the Spirit, but the Spirit don't have you. When you have the Spirit of the living God, then the Spirit of the living God, when it's have you, then you act according to the Spirit. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus is
Lord.
My Savior.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is my Lord. Never let the devil get in between the details because he's a liar.
Yes.
He's
been a liar from the beginning.
Huh?
He's been a liar from the beginning.
Yeah, he's a liar from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, he's a liar.
Yep.
And he causes all kind of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we let him have the problem. But the Bible says don't give no place to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give no place to the devil. Mm-hmm. Submit yourselves, therefore, under God, and resist the devil, and he will flee. How many of us resist the devil? We submit ourselves under God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can resist him.
Yes.
Submit yourselves under God.
Mm-hmm.
Resist. That means actively oppose the attitude, the work of the devil. Now, I asked this morning some things to go on, and if I was actively opposed, because people don't want to do what you ask them to do. They let the devil put thoughts in their mind. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, what can is not in the dictionary. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the word,
yes.
I believe it.
Amen.
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 I can do all things through Christ because Christ is my strength. Christ is my strength.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I cast all my cares upon him.
That's what it says.
Because he cares for me.
That's what it says.
He cares for you.
Mm-hmm.
He makes things all possible for you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
He loves us. He makes all provisions for us as children of God. God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to hinder. He doesn't want to cause any problems. He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
He loves the voodoo. He loves the enemy that tries to control us. He binds them up. The Bible says that what we are to do is that we are to bind everything.
Yep.
Everything that tries to destroy or cause confusion. Jesus said that I come that you might have life. That you might have life.
Mm-hmm.
And life more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
But the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So the enemy has no place in my life. No, Christ has place in my life.
Amen.
That's what we want to do. We want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And
whosoever yes.
believeth in him, the one that God sent, shall have everlasting life. And I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that the Father sent. Amen. I believe that Jesus Christ came from the Father. A lot of people don't believe that. I believe he's the Word that was sent.
He is.
Amen. I believe that he's the Word that was sent from God.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. So right in the beginning.
Well, Psalms 120 says, he sent his Word.
Yes.
His Word is Jesus.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God.
Uh-huh.
And the Word was God.
Yes.
So he sent his Word to heal and to deliver. And to deliver. Glory to God. He sent his Word to heal. The Word healed.
Yes.
And the Word deliver. If you believe it.
If you believe it.
If you believe it.
By faith. Everything is by faith.
Yeah, and to believe it.
By faith.
Everything is by faith.
Amen. Praise God.
Everything is by faith. Everything is by faith.
Right. Amen. Praise God.
You can't please God except by faith.
That's what it says. And
everybody's talking about, well, I can do this. I can do that. Everything is by faith. Without faith, you can't please God. The Word says that he that cometh to God must believe. You must believe that he is.
Yes.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Because God sent his Word.
Yes.
And if you believe his Word, you will have everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. It's not something that you just talk about. It's something that you live.
That's true.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
I have the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of me because I am the temple of the living God.
Hallelujah.
I've been purchased by God.
Yes.
I was born on the cross of Calvary. That's where I was purchased. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's the word.
I was born on Calvary's cross. That's where all my sins were forgiven.
That's right.
Amen.
That's what the word says.
My sins were forgiven.
For you are
praise
born
God.
Christ. Therefore,
it
was God in your body and in your spirit, which
are what? Say what?
1 Corinthians 6:20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Because you know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price.
Bought with a price. Therefore, that's why we're supposed to glorify God in our body.
I was my own at one time when I wasn't saved.
Yep.
But now I'm saved.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not my own. I was bought with a price.
That's right.
I was purchased there at Calvary's Cross.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So that means that I can't do what I want to do.
Mm-mm.
I can't control anybody.
No.
I can't make anything that that happen. People want to do something. I can't keep them from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Spirit of the living God.
That's right. Let the Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
Lead you. Amen. Praise God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right.
Amen. Let the Spirit of the living God guide and lead me.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And but then see, God gives us wisdom, though. Remember in James, if you lack wisdom.
It had to be the Spirit.
If you lack wisdom, ask God. Mm-hmm. That he give it to them liberally and bravely, and he shall be given to you. But see, everything is in faith. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord when he is back and forth, up and down. You have to know the word of God. You have to know his will. Let his will be done in your life. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Can't be just waving back and forth.
No, you cannot. Can't be up and down like a yo-yo. You know how yo-yo go up and down?
Yeah.
You can't be a hypocrite. This is no time to be playing. This is all. He's coming back soon. We have to have it right.
And it's not anything we just talk about and don't live either.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people talk about and not live it. You have to live this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are talking about it and not living it. Hey, amen. It is talking about it and not living it. You have to live what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is real. And if it's not real to you, you have to let it become real.
Yes.
By thanking God for it.
Yes.
Because this is a real situation.
It's real. It's got to be real to you, the one, that person who has received Christ. They have to be real to themselves. They have to
real
be
real to you.
That's right. Have to be real. Mm-hmm.
And instead of trying to stop something, you let it go and let the person see whether they're able to do it or not through Christ. If the word says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, you have to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say, well, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You know, all this, hey, you can't. When the scripture says you can do all things through Christ, that's the nonsense that Satan puts in your mind.
Spiritually. Spiritually. It has to be spiritually, not fleshy. Because when you do things in the flesh, it fails.
That's don't worry about the flesh.
Oh, but you got to think about it. A lot of times we thinking in the flesh, we trying to do things in the flesh, and it won't work.
Galatians 5 and 16 tells us.
Mm-hmm. Sure he does.
The works of the flesh.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
So you don't worry about the flesh.
Yeah, I would like to read that.
You think about the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Galatians 5.
Yeah,
and,
16. Don't walk in the flesh. Walk in the spirit.
That's right. So
you keep your mind on the spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Because the spirit and the flesh jocks against one another.
Exactly.
And the things you want to do, you can't do.
Mm-hmm. Because the fruit of the spirit is love. First of all, that's the number one. Love.
Yeah, but you don't think about the flesh. Mm-hmm. You think about the spirit.
Right.
The spirit is more powerful than the flesh.
Mm-hmm. But we have to walk in the spirit.
You cannot let the flesh dominate the spirit.
The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness.
That's the works of the flesh.
Faith,
I'm talking about.
This is the spirit. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ has crucified the flesh with their affections and lust. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit.
You can walk in the spirit because Christ gave you the strength.
Amen.
To walk in the spirit.
Amen.
It was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It is Jesus. It is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. If I could touch but the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. I don't want think about what the flesh can do, because the flesh is nothing but matter.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit is powerful.
Yes, that's light.
The spirit is powerful. Mm-hmm. That's why when you look at things and it's right away, the flesh says, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit says, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at what the spirit can do.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit is all powerful. The spirit is God.
Amen. Amen.
But people always talk about, well, you can't do it. You can't do it. Stand up. Stand up. Let the spirit do the work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm dressed up in Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I'm dressed up in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't worried about no flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't worried about no money. Ain't worried about nothing. None of that nonsense. None of that nonsense.
Praise God.
It's all paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, a lot of people want to know. Worrying about people.
Okay. Well, we're going to end this message by giving an invitation here for all those who have not received Christ or those who have backslidden. Let me read it to you. Romans 10, 9 and 10. It says, that as thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever, we all are whosoever, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for all, in Jesus' name.
Praise God. And if you are dressed up in Jesus, if you have been baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ and put on his clothing, you are able to walk according to his will and do what he wants you to do, because there's nothing can stop you from walking according to the Spirit. The devil always trying to stop you. The Bible tells us that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said that I come that you might have life, abundant life, life and more life. Praise God. So that's what we want to do. We want to walk in the spirit of the living God. Eh?
And until the next time, this is Pastor Ross, Minister Gloria Ross, and have a good day in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Hour.